Girls in Politics with the Boston Herald's Dave Wedge on Monday Night Talk on 95.9 WATD.
Joining us is the stylings of Mr. Dave Wedge. Mr. Wedge, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Kevin?
Dude, the Bruins, it's 1-1 right now. I don't know how I'm doing just yet.
Well, 1-1, you know, it's a tight series, and there's two more periods, and I don't know. I'm not going to make my prediction, but, you know.
Well,
you know where I stand on this whole issue.
Well, I will have to say this. I don't want to tip my hand before we have a chance to talk with you about it towards the end of our conversation. But you would be able to. I know you kind of got a split allegiance, although folks, you have from time to time told folks that you are a Montreal Canadiens fan, and we know the fate that they suffered at the hand of the Ottawa Senators, who just got hot at the right time.
Well, yeah, that's that, and, you know, I think that the Bruins fans were, this is part of the reason I'm not a Bruins fan, is because of the way their fans acted after the Canadiens lost. You know, they were so quick to dance on the Canadiens' grave and laugh, and there's all these, you know, little cartoons going around about them playing golf and all that, and, you know, maybe they were getting a little too cocky, you know, so we'll see. I mean, I think the Bruins will probably pull this game out, but wouldn't surprise me if they're golfing right alongside the Canadians in a couple of days.
All right, we'll definitely have to see if you are correct about that. I'm worried as well, just like you, that they're stagnant and nobody can put the puck in the net, and you know they're up against a team that wants it just a bit more than they do.
Well, certainly, the last couple games they did, and you know. Phil Kessel's got the monkey off his back,
yep.
You know, and, you know, the Phil Kessel thing, that's another reason I'm not a Bruins fan, is moves like that. You know, you just don't let players like that go, and everyone wants to sit and say, oh, he didn't want to be here. Well, that's the spin that we're getting. You know, the organization's job is to keep good players, and the Bruins don't do that.
Right.
And that's why I don't like them, honestly.
Well, speaking of wanting things more, it looks like the city of Everett might want a casino just a little bit more than the city of Boston. Give me your thoughts on what's the latest in regards to a possible casino license being handed to Steve Wynn.
Well, you know, this is really shaping up to be quite a fight here between Everett and Suffolk Downs, and you know, there's also the Milford project, which we shouldn't, you know, would be neglect to not mention.
Yep.
They're teamed up with Foxwoods, which, you know, that's a formidable foe as well, but. You know, back when all this started and they divided the state up into regions and the license applications started coming in, you might remember we talked, you know, the gaming board came out and they were a little upset that there was only one project in Boston, and that was Suffolk Downs, and they pleaded for for competition. Well, they got it. It's Steve Wynn, and now this Wynn project is really gathering steam. He was in town last week on Friday, and I was there, and I actually sat down with him, and talked a little bit about how, you know, he didn't really like Mayor Menino attacking him and insinuating that Everett was going to have to negotiate with Boston because the road going into the site in Everett is owned by Boston. So Mayor Menino's been out there saying that, you know, he has to get permission from me. Well, Steve Wynn says, I don't need anything from Boston. He said, this project is in Everett. Everett wants it, and we don't have to deal with Boston at all. So it's shaping up to be quite a fight, and you know, Mayor Menino, if it does go to Everett, Mayor Menino could end up not looking too good with this one. If the end result is that Wynn decides to not give Boston anything, then we really blew it in Boston on the casino.
Doesn't Everett have a lot more to lose than Boston, considering the sizes of the cities that we're talking about?
What do you mean more to lose?
Well, I guess in terms of revenue, bringing people into the town. I mean, Boston is a city, and Everett is not really a city. So I guess Everett's going to, much like what we were mentioning about the Bruins and the, you know, Canadians wanting a game more, wouldn't you say that Everett probably wants this more than Boston?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I mean, Everett is no different than, you know, Springfield or Palmer. Or even Taunton, which has expressed a lot of interest. You know, I think the people there are pretty, you know, there's opposition obviously, but they're pretty much in favor of that down there. So I think that in Everett they're desperate for the jobs, they're desperate for the economic development. And you know, the mayor said to me, the Everett mayor Carlo Di Maria said to me, he said, look, you know, Mammonino doesn't need this. He said, we need it. Mm. He said, you know, Boston's doing okay. There's cranes all over the city building stuff. He said to me, you know, we haven't seen a crane in Everett in years. The only ones we see are driving through. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, but my point is that, you know, if Boston, if there's going to be a casino in Everett, Boston should play their cards right so that the city of Boston gets some sort of benefits from it. You know, we'll get a lot of spin-off development of it, and, you know, there'll be a lot of hotel use in the city and more restaurants, more tourists, and so on and so forth, but... the city should get something something tangible from it. And, you know, that's where I think the mayor may be misplaying his cards. He should be playing nice with all these developers. Obviously, he wants Suffolk Downs. That's the Boston casino. But you shouldn't be pushing Steve Wynn's buttons because he's not a guy you really want to do that to, I don't think.
Question for you, Dave, is do you feel that Tom Menino has less power and less influence now that he's an outgoing mayor than if he was somebody who was looking to be reelected and have another, you know, couple of years in office?
I think in a lot of cases, yes, but not in the casino issue, because this is all going to be done while Menino is the mayor. You know, there's some conspiracy theorists out there that think they're going to drag it out till next year until Mayor Menino's gone. But, I mean, the truth is the mayor can't really hold it up. This decision's going to be made by the state gaming board. You're independently appointed. You know, they're an independent board. They're appointed by the governor. The mayor doesn't really have a say. What he does have a say in is whether or not the city strikes a deal with Suffolk Downs, just like, you know, Taunton's had to do with the Wampanoags and the state, and just like Everett has already done. The city of Everett already has a host community agreement in place with Steve Wynn. And basically what it does is it lays out all the benefits that are going to go to the city. And there's a vote scheduled, I think, for like June 22nd or something, where they're going to vote on it. So they're already ahead of Boston on this. And I don't personally think that's a good thing. You know, I think Boston's, you know, they've been really slow to get this thing done. And, you know, if Everett goes before the board with full support from the city and all their ducks in a row, and Boston doesn't have their ducks in a row, you know, it's not going to look good to the state gaming board, I wouldn't think, you know.
Well, give me your thoughts on the mayor's race. I mean, where does that stand, and where does who seems to be the early front runner that could who might be talking a good game, especially when it comes to this casino issue?
Well, it's tough to say who the front runner is. I mean, there's you know, 24 candidates have pulled nomination papers. I expect of those, I would expect half or less. Will get the 3,000 signatures necessary to get on the ballot.
Right.
So you're talking about maybe 10 to 12 candidates, and they'll do a runoff to two. So, you know, I think that, you know, obviously the ones that have the biggest fundraising machines and name recognition are the front runners, and that would be your Marty Walsh, John Connolly, Dan Connolly, Rob Consalvo, Mike Ross, Felix Arroyo. Those would be the top tier candidates, and then the kind of dark horses are Charlotte Golar Ritchie and John Barrows, the school committee member. Charlotte Golar Ritchie is an interesting candidate. She's she may end up being the only woman that gets on the ballot. There's one other female candidate, but it's on Althea Garrison. I don't know if she'll get no signatures or not, but Charlotte Golar Ritchie is the only woman on the ballot. In this primary, and she's also got a good reputation to work for Governor Patrick, work for Mammonino. She could really catch fire. She's that type of candidate.
Well, Dave, we got about a minute and a half left. What are you working on for either tomorrow or sometime this week?
Well, I'll be following this mayor's race, and as you mentioned, it does kind of dovetail with the casino stuff, because at the end of the day, this casino development is going to be, if it goes to Suffolk Downs, it's going to be one of the biggest issues for the next mayor to deal with. You know, it's going to change the city. Having a major, $1 billion casino, it's going to bring a whole host of new issues. You know, there's going to be new revenue. There's also going to be new, public safety concerns, new traffic concerns, things like that. So, the candidates are all, I'll have a story tomorrow that kind of talks about where some of the candidates stand on the casino. And I think that'll be a top issue going forward.
Well, we'll look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks and catching up with you then.
Excellent. Take care, guys. Have a good night.
You got it.